I just wanted to say that I don't have any particular disclosure relationships, and also to say that this is a special really day for me because I have my loving son here with me too as well. So so this is very nice. So what I want to do is tell you a little story about a very exciting project, which is the REACH project, the Racial Ethnic Approaches to Community Health from the CDC, and how we're gonna, how the CDC moved to try to really adapt the program that they have and mobilizing to really emphasize policy systems and change. So we then took the idea to say, hey, why don't we get together a consortium and really move the idea that a community health worker model could be a one that could be successfully implemented with the REACH. So the purpose of my presentation, there are four things that I wanted to share with you. To define the REACH structure in support of the grant that we got from the CDC, to define the REACH to Comunidad context for implementing some of the key approaches that the community health workers are doing in 10 communities in 5 states, not 6, 5 states. And I'm going to show you those states and the community health worker groups that are working with us, the 10 wonderful communities that are working in this project. And then to describe how the different roles of community health workers are taking in this exciting project and how they are really looking for reaching some of these communities. The main emphasis here in this slide is to see that the REACH program comes from the CDC, the Health and Human Services, and they just awarded last year 6 national networks, the Asian Pacific Islanders, the National REACH Coalition, the UCLA, UC Denver, the YMCA and USA, and the one that we have is with Hidalgo Medical Services, which is in New Mexico, and that we also have other, we have 3 partners, we're 4 partners totally. Hidalgo is the key recipient. And we have the Northwest Regional Park Care Association in Seattle, Washington. We have the University of Arizona College of Public Health in Arizona, and we have our School of Public Health in El Paso Regional Campus. And we have sub-recipients are in 5 states, Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Texas, and Washington. So what is very exciting about this is that we have wonderful communities that we chosen after we got the grant, and they had to be fulfill certain requirements, that they had community health workers in their programs, that they were working with Hispanic communities, and that they were having a community action a coalition that starting or just in the already in the process of being incorporated, so that we can begin to start nurturing some of the way that the community health worker model is going to work in these instances. So I'm going to introduce you the 10 communities. I will not say much about them. I wish I can give them justice, but they're Campesinos Sin Fronteras from South Yuma County, Arizona. Each of them have wonderful community health workers. Mariposa Community Health Center. I saw one somebody here, but I don't see her today. She's around. The person that represents Mariposa Community Health Center in Santa Cruz. North County Healthcare in Flagstaff, Arizona. La Familia Medical Center in City of Santa Fe in Santa Fe County, New Mexico. We also have Benton County Health Services in Benton County and Linn County, Oregon. The next door ENC in Hood River, Oregon. CMAR Community Health Centers in Skagit County, Washington. And then we have 3 Texas Gateway to Care in East Houston, National Center for Farm Worker Health in Hays County, Texas, and the Texas A&M University System, Progreso, Texas, Hidalgo County and surrounding colonias. So the way that this exciting project works is that we form a consortium and we say we're going to be partners with our communities. So we're going to provide each of the different states with a partner. So as you can see, Hidalgo Medical Services is partnering with New Mexico sites, Northwestern Primary Care Association with the Oregon sites, University of Arizona with the Arizona sites, and we, the School of Public Health, with our Texas sites. Even though we work in unity, we provide opportunities in learning with them about this very exciting model. The REACH Consortium, the major emphasis of this is systems and policies and change associated with physical activity, nutrition, and obesity. So the CDC wanted to invest to say, can we begin to start changing systems and policies, not direct services? So we're not allowed to, the promotoras and community health workers are not allowed to provide direct services, but they are allowed to try to strategize in looking at how they can begin to start thinking of systems, thinking of policies and thinking of the environment. So we have leadership opportunity to strengthening the model of the community health workers. We have the technical element and the learning from us, which are part of that process. We have planning for success and community voices that the promotoras and community health workers are bringing in many capacities, and I'm going to tell you some few examples. And we have a strategic alignment where the community health worker is approaching at a population level strategies to change policies, to change systems, or be part of it. Learn how to be part of it, the systems. So the community health workers, as you see in the middle, are intertwined with leadership teams. We need the system of communities to get engaged. We need organizational priorities in our systems to showcase that the community health worker model can work not only in direct services, but in services that are associated with policies, systems, and change. So, in that regard, the health impact that we want to see in our communities with good prevention is associated with this rich model that is going to lead in terms of integrating needs assessments, community leadership teams, working plans that they develop, and dissemination opportunities at the systems environment, at the policy environment, and hopefully to provide some social justice and some way to reach to our communities with dignity and to try to really embrace what the wonderful model of community health workers can do when we intersect them with opportunities of leadership, of beginning to be elements of policy making and systems change. This is the 1 year kickoff meeting that we had when all the 10 communities came together to present and showcase their virtues and what they do in their communities. So each of them had an opportunity to present and describe what they did in the communities as the first year before they developed any plans and before they presented some of the strategies. This slide provides four important key components of this Reach So Comunidad program with the community health workers. In green, they're looking at the kinds of things that the promotoras community health workers, as we know, is the overall umbrella, about what they, how they integrate. So we have first the CLT, which we call a multi-sector community leadership team that I'm going to show you a little bit, some information. A community policy scan. So in that case, the initial one, engaging community health workers in the table with the coalition. The second one is community and policy scan assessments to learn how best to structure action plan so the community health worker guided by them beginning to be policy analysts. Implementation of community action plans and evaluation of different strategies led by community health workers. So to try to really see how the community action is going to be mobilized by community health workers, and there's going to be support from the system to really begin to start thinking of how can changes occur. And to achieve equity, to mobilize these actions toward addressing health disparities, which also are led by community health workers and the implementation plans. So the community leadership team, as I mentioned, had some prerequisites to try to say communities that represent a variety of stakeholders, not only from the medical system, but from the other systems that include the school staff, the grocery store owners, local YMCAs, YWCAs, community agency, community members, churches, neighborhood associations, and all sitting in a coalition that are going to be with the community health worker representatives working together to try to infuse the element of support so that the community health workers can work in different capacities to try to affect systems and changes in policies and enact activities through the community action plan that will be trying to move towards health impacts. So we participated, also there's a lot of participation in supporting community assessments, as I mentioned, policy scans that I will tell you a little bit about. So the community health worker learns policy scans, so works with the team to really address what the policies were, and so we had an assessment of that through the first year. And provided input to the community about their plans, the plans that the CDC wants to see for the second year enacted for 5 years, and I'm project. I'm telling you a little bit the story about those 5 years and what happened to those 5 years. We were funded just the first year, and a little bit of the second year. So these action plans are really key for the strategies of community health workers. So what is exciting is that the first year there was a tremendous effort to try to support policy scans and assessment and asset mapping. You all know about all this asset mapping, so I'm preaching to the choir, but in many ways what is unique is that the policy scans, the community health worker participated as policy analysts to try to answer that question: what policies exist or need to be created in communities served by Urich to Comunidad to move towards health and therefore remove barriers to healthy weight, proper nutrition, and physical activity experienced by Hispanics in the 10 communities. So this is the community health worker thinking of answering that question as a policy analyst and having the support of the team to try to address so our community health workers become to be policy analysts. So they're in the table. Mapping community needs to develop action plans. The community health workers begins to be the needs analyst to start to really working with the community to mobilize community actions and identify assets. We have, as I show you, the River of Life, which is at the beginning of our first year. We used the University of Arizona toolkit and the River of Life to showcase a river where the community health workers, and I'll show you the example, are going to say what are they going to see in that river in 3 or 4 years about their project. So we use a lot of art, a lot of artistic expression, because it's the culture is what we want to build. That's what the promotor and the community health workers bring. So the community health workers as community needs analysts and the asset identifiers. We also have digital storytelling. So they were trained on digital storytelling to tell, and they have the stories about the success already in their communities in telling them stories like the beautiful stories of Alaska in such a way that they can really begin to see that there is a human story to that story of trying to change health impact. So they begin to be self-assessment surveys that we have developed. We have developed a self-assessment based on the community health worker toolkit, and so we are testing that assessment to try to assess different dimensions of community health worker before and how it stands, and then we work with them. So we have 6 domains. If you're interested, I can show you later in the future how we have developed that survey, and we're trying to right now pull it together. We collected data to showcase different elements. And we have this coalition assessment that we also are going to do to try to help out the elements of the coalition to be really energized and synergized to work with community health workers. This is how the storytelling begins, where all the community, this is one group in Arizona, where they begin to start building the River of Life and showcasing, like in this case, all the different journeys. This is Seth from the National Primary Care Association to the left, and this is Emma Torres, one of the promotoras that has been for many, many years in the trenches in Arizona, working in they have one of the projects, to tell us about the journey of how the community health workers is going to mobilize. So the community action plans were developed after the year was completed, after all these assessments, policy scans, the coalition was beginning to be integrated. We began to start putting the CDC and examples of, as you know, CDC objectives and activities. And so each of the groups worked with our teams in the technical assistance elements of partners to try to develop objectives. This is one example. For example, increase the number of people, there have to be a number right there, with access to environments with healthy food or healthy beverage options. And there's activities to that goal, which would be increase the number of stores from something to something by the last 5 years that implement strategies within the store to offer healthy foods and beverage. And, for example, another one, many, many of the objectives that each community plan has from all the 10 activities is to increase the number of people with access to physical activity opportunities from this time to this time, and the activity after school programs have to increase from X number of schools to next number of schools. So each of the community action plan has measurable objectives, and so this is going to be loaded at the CDC to see what is the impact that is going to have on each of the objectives, and we are working together with them to try to bring about what are some of the changes that we want to see so that we have hardcore data to showcase, and because health impact is not going to occur in one year. It's going to have to occur in many, many years. So, what is the sad story about this? The reflections, they closed our program. The REACH program, the Washington, closed the program. because sequestration and the monies. So they say, thank you very much. And all 70 communities were just devastated. The second year, they gave us 10% of the funding and say, that's it. The next year, we will be closed. So the communities are resilient. We had to tell them how hard it is to adjust to limited resources and asking them to do this, to do that, when they have very little resources. And so it's been really hard. But it's working to create the best we can. They all came together, and then they're all trying to do the best they can. There's hope for the future. The difficult times we share, they are being utilized in a positive way. So this was a very exciting project, but the government closed it. So it's pretty unfortunate that we have the investment in other things, and then when we think about these important things that our communities are doing, they just don't have any more funding for that particular. So that we remain, so this we're going to finish the second year. All our communities are trying to do the best for this year with small resources. Perhaps the next year they might open it up, perhaps not. But at least it was showcased that the community health worker model can do policy, can do systems, can do environment. If we were to have the right prevention, our soldiers of community health workers can be the preventionists of the country and can be the ones that are going to be helping us to mobilize from the medical model to a true prevention model where honesty and equity is going to be the last resort and the ultimate benefit, not the last resort, the last wonderful aim that we all want to see in our communities and the well-being for our people. Thank you.